investors' pockets have grown a little fatter in the past 12 months, as the Prague Stock Exchange had a second year of unparalleled growth in 2005, even reaching the 1 trillion crown mark for the first time. Analysts are predicting more of the same for the coming year, and it seems that with more individual investors returning to the market, the bourse may have finally shed its shaky past. More from Jason Hovet.
For the second year running, the value of trades on the exchange doubled, reaching an all-time high of 1.04 trillion crowns. Mirroring that increase, oil and chemical group Unipetrol and power provider ČEZ were the biggest winners on the market, with their share prices growing 137% and 113%, respectively. Most companies had good years as well, including newcomers Orco Property Group, a developer, and media group CME, owner of Nova Television, both adding 60% to their initial price. Tomasz Gatek, head of equity research at Trader Patria Finance, explains what was behind the strong showing of the bourse.
In 2005, we had maybe two main reasons for the growth. One is the growth of the earnings and the performance of the companies themselves. And the second is the massive inflow of investment from abroad, like foreign investors, and pick up in the investment from local retail clients as well.
While foreign institutional investors still claim the lion's share of trades on the Prague Stock Exchange, an increasing interest from smaller Czech investors is welcome news for many. Petr Koblitz, the chief executive of the PSE, says these types of investors now account for 10% of traders, a number that is still far lower than other regional markets, for example in Poland, where it is almost 35%. Still, it's much better than even a few years ago, when that number was almost zero.
We very much like to see much more domestic, both retail and institutional, but mainly retail investors, which are returning to the market after some bad experiences from the end of 90s.
Koblitz says the exchange's past negative image wasn't entirely its own, but by the entire capital market. Now, however, the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, helps regulate the bourse, avoiding past problems.
There was a bunch of privatization in the year 93 and in 95, and there was about 2,500 companies basically listed on the market, and probably 2,300 of them should never hit the market. They were too small. They were too weak against the takeovers, so the takeovers start to happen immediately on the day one. And the SEC was not in place. So there was basically no protection of the minority shareholders at all. Since 1998, when the SEC was created, the situation started to improve slowly. There was some improvement in the law. And I would say we don't have a big negative issue in the last year about any stock or any issue about any fund, which is very good.
2006 should be another good year for the market, although analysts don't expect to match the record pace of 2005. Patria's Tomasz Gatek foresees growth between 10 to 15%, helped by the fact that lower valuations of companies on the Czech bourse are still seen as a bargain for Western investors, although that won't last forever.
Already we've seen a two or three last years of strong growth, so the valuations are getting tight and they are getting close to the Western peers. Therefore, we could see a slow on this ground, but also perhaps the earnings growth of the companies will slow down, and the positive news so far we have could be priced in the market already.
However, new listings and trading products could counter slower growth. Koblitz says brokers have 5 to 10 new issues in the pipeline, and he would be happy to see 3 or 4 of them materialize this year. He, too, is confident in the next trading year, saying a growing Czech economy also means a growing capital market. Still, appropriately, he declined to offer listeners any stock tips.
So, optimism there from the Prague Stock Exchange with Jason Hovet.